This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Eddie Fishman and I talked about energy sanctions there for a little bit. Corporate sanctions, to be clear, not oil and gas sales sanctions, which if you are the West, capital W, which we all are, that's okay because we still buy a whole lot of Russian oil and gas. And yes, I know we say this a lot, but energy markets are global. So you disrupt those markets, not great things happen. Our man on energy, Andy Euler, explains what, if anything, can be done in the short term to mitigate the problem that is Russian fossil fuels.
About 40% of the European Union's natural gas comes from Russia. And Sophie Corbeau at Columbia University's Center on Global Energy Policy says the EU has known for a while that this is a problem, but hasn't done anything about it.
For the past 15 years, we have been talking about diminishing our reliance on Russian gas, and this has not happened.
She says a moment of crisis like this could lead to some movement. But Niko Safos at the Center for Strategic and International Studies says part of the problem is that there's an expectation that the West can just turn off the Russian energy pipe.
The reality is that it's really difficult to overhaul an energy system overnight. You just can't.
He says the questions that Western leaders need to be asking is how to make incremental changes right now.
Can you do that by asking industrial consumers to use less? You know, could you find additional supply from other sources in a way that doesn't undermine your long-term decarbonization plans?
And it's not just Europe relying on Russian natural resources. Energy Information Administration data shows that Russia supplied about 7% of U.S. crude oil imports at the end of last year. We occasionally buy Russian gas, too. Eleanor Wald is a fellow at the Atlantic Council's Global Energy Center.
There are times in New England, because of pipeline bottlenecks, that it's actually been more efficient and cheaper for New England to import Russian LNG.
LNG, that's liquefied natural gas. Joshua Rhodes, an energy research associate at the University of Texas at Austin, says there are ways the West can minimize how much oil and gas it gets from Russia, but any disruption to the status quo is going to come with costs to consumers.
We're attuned to the oil markets, whether we knew it or not. And so any uncertainty or contraction in the supply of oil in the global markets will lead to a higher cost of gasoline at the pump. And, you know, that'll hit people's pocket.
The national average cost of a gallon of gas right now is $3.54. That's up almost a dollar from this time last year. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
We ought to be clear, it ain't just energy that's in play here. We talked commodities broadly the other day and how much of some of them Russia and Ukraine produce together. And sure enough, wheat futures today up 5.6%. Sunflower oil, of which those two countries produce 80, that is 80% of the world's export supply, up 3.4%. Aluminum up 1%.